7:18 a.m. We are joined on our Newsmaker line right now by Carrie Lake, the leading contender for the GOP nomination for governor in Arizona, endorsed by former President Donald Trump, a former broadcaster for well over two decades at the Fox News affiliate in Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report, Carrie.
Good morning. It's great to be here again. I was just endorsed by Marsha Blackburn, by the way, your own senator.
When did that happen? Breaking news.
I know. It was earlier. Actually, it was last week.
Last week.
I put
okay.
it out this week. I'm really excited about that.
Thank you for that.
She's just a legend.
Well, look, Carrie, we have been following your campaign. Of course, we have our own Star News Network, the Arizona Sun-Times, out there, been out there for about a year, been tracking your campaign. We sent our national political editor, Neil W. McCabe, to one of your events last week, exclusive interviews with you. Very, very compelling. And then previously, the week before, our own reporter in Georgia, you went down to Georgia and we did some interviews with you there. We find there's a lot of similarities between what's going on in Arizona and in Tennessee, about the same size population-wise. By the way, are you calling us from Arizona where it's oh dark 100, or are you traveling around the country today?
Well, I wasn't going to mention, I just woke up about 5 minutes ago. The sun is up, but I am calling from Arizona, and it's about 5:20.
Talk about discipline. Thank you for getting up so early. But of course, as a former broadcaster, you are, I think, used to these unusual hours.
Yes, I worked in television for 27 years, so I know punctuality. It's like, you know, you got to be on when the news is on. You can't be showing up 5 minutes late.
So let's talk about the news and your campaign out there in Arizona. You know, we opened up the Arizona Sun-Times there about a year ago because when we looked at around the country and we saw Arizona, very important growing state, we saw a state that has some elements in common with Tennessee. I mean, you're about the same size population-wise. I think you've got 9 members of the House of Representatives, as we do. You have a lot of people moving in to Arizona from California, as we have here in Tennessee. Unlike us, though, you've got that border problem. You've got a plan to fix that border problem. Tell us about that, Carrie Lake.
I do. I mean, it's the boldest and most aggressive border plan we've ever seen in this country, but we're at a time when we need that because our border is wide open. The cartels and narco-terrorists have operational control, and they're wreaking havoc on not just Arizona, but the whole country. We're seeing people come in, just a constant flow of people coming across Arizona. When you go down there, you're shocked, because the minute you get there, you're witnessing it, people walking across in groups, one group after the next, and the cartels are watching. They wait till the group gets processed. When that group gets processed, they send another one over. And the fentanyl coming across is just horrifying. I think it was 5.5 tons that was confiscated last year in the Southwest sector. Now, you know, anybody who knows a thing or two about the cartels knows that they're only going to let so much of it be confiscated. The rest is getting through. So 5.5 tons would kill every man, woman, and child in America several times over. That's what we're confiscating. Imagine what's getting through. And I look at this as a weapon of mass destruction. It can kill that many people. I've talked to parents whose kids have taken one, what they thought was a Xanax tablet or, you know, a Percocet or something like that, and it turns out to be a counterfeit laced with fentanyl, and they die after taking one tablet. We've got a crisis on our hands, and we've got to shut the border, finish President Trump's wall, put our armed Arizona Guard on the border, ask other states to help send their guard, and we need to stop these cartels in their tracks and stop them from bringing the drugs across. And my plan calls for blowing up the drug tunnels, shooting down the cartel drones, which right now are just doing their thing at the border, and no one's stopping them.
Carrie Lake, that just sounds like common sense. Why? Explain this to me, because it seems fascinating. You spent more than 20 years as an anchor on the local Phoenix News. You were the most popular anchor there for decades. But now, with the exception of our own Arizona Sun-Times and our lead reporter there, Rachel Alexander, and our new reporter, Neil Eric Jones, a graduate of Grand Canyon College, Everybody in the media there is far left, and they're doing everything possible to attack you. How did that happen?
Well, I'm calling them out for what they do. And by the way, I'm so happy to have the Arizona Sun-Times here. We have very few news outlets that are even slightly fair. And the rest are just outrageously leftist, and they're pushing an agenda. And that's why I left my career, because I started to see that even the corrupt news media was really pushing a complete agenda, a narrative, and propaganda. And I did not want to do that. I got into being a journalist to tell the truth. But, you know, they're upset. I'm calling them out. I just did an interview with the Arizona. I call them the Arizona Repugnant. They're the Arizona Republic. They've been pestering me for weeks to do an interview. They said they wanted to talk about my border policy. And we finally sat down. This was a couple weeks ago. And they never ran it. You know why? Because I made too much sense. And it didn't fit their narrative. They've been calling me, you know, an angry politician, a rage politician. And I'm like, that's not who I am. I mean,
you don't sound very angry to me, Kerry.
People in Arizona know me.
You sound
Pardon
like me? A nice, sane person to me.
Well, I am, and I'm bringing forth solutions to our problems. And you know, I call them America First solutions. They're really solutions that will help every Arizonan, whether you're Democrat, Independent, or Republican. So I'm driving them nuts because my ideas make sense. They're ideas that will work. But they can't allow me to get more popular than I am. And I'm doing really well in the polls. And they're, like, trying to stop me. But they're trying to stop a train. And it's not going to work. Because we are on the fast track to win this thing. And we're going to bring change to Arizona. And we're going to give power back to the people. We're going to secure our border. We're going to reform our corrupt elections. And the crooked press down here, the rotten to the core media, is not going to stop us. Well, and they're not having any effect with these hit pieces, because I just found out with my poll numbers, I go up and get more popular with every hit piece they do.
Well, here's something interesting. At the Star News Network here in Tennessee, this month we're going to be launching a nightly news program using the over-the-top technology, the new technology, so you can live stream. So we're going to do 8 minutes of local news here in Nashville later this month. It's the same technology that powers Steve Bannon's War Room, for instance, when you're watching it. Guess what, Kerry?
What?
Next month in Arizona, in Phoenix, we're going to be launching 8 minutes nightly news video to compete with the local news stations out there in Phoenix.
Oh,
how about
gosh.
That?
That's fantastic, because we really... You know, people have just turned off the media here. You know, when I first started in this market, the ratings were huge. We have millions of people to reach, and now people aren't watching. Several months ago, somebody slipped me the overnight ratings, and I think the Phoenix market can reach just over 6.5 million people. And the nightly news, the number one 5 p.m. newscast the night that I was handed the overnight ratings, they only reached just over 6,000 viewers. Out of a total of 6.5 million that they have the potential to reach, only 6,000 were watching. And that was the number one newscast. So people are tuning out. They don't want the garbage that's being peddled on the nightly news by these leftist operations. They just want honesty. And if that's what you're going to deliver, which I believe you will, based on the paper that you have, you know, running here, the outlet that you have doing the news, I think it's going to be really successful.
Well, we think also that their ratings are going to continue to plunge as we launch next month the Arizona
awesome.
Sun-Times nightly news on the Internet.
Okay. Well, I think it's going to be a huge hit. I can't wait to watch it. I should mention, because, you know, you're in Tennessee, I'm going to be there next week, and I'm going to be doing an event at the one and only John Rich's home. Everyone knows him, the country legend. He's also a conservative. I think he's a conservative icon. It's Tuesday, May 24th from 6:30 to 9:30 at the home of John Rich. If people want more information, they can go to my Instagram page. They can go to my website, kerrylake.com, or you can go to kerrylake.com/Nashville and find out more information about how they can come out, meet me and meet John and a whole bunch of other great people.
Our cameras will be there, Kerry Lake, and then if we can, we'll try to get you in studio here. How about that?
That would be fantastic. I want to see you in person.
Kerry Lake, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. When we come back, well, Crom, what do you think about that? That's a pretty fun interview, huh?
Yes, yeah. And she's dead on the solutions to the problems, and she's also properly defined the problems. 108,000 Americans died in the last 12 months on fentanyl, twice as many as the Vietnam War, as the entire Vietnam War.
When we come back, it'll be time for Dr. K's Game Day Picks, brought to you by Action 24/7 on the web at action247.com.